to apologize for that. I'm both a metadata practitioner in my work and a researcher. My focus is on the functionality of metadata and optimizing its potential to promote the discovery of library and archive resources for information seekers. I'm going to talk about a 2017 fellowship project of mine with Metro that worked with library and archival resources about the artist Martin Wong to discuss why a growing number of archivists, librarians, catalogers, and developers of repository systems are examining Wikimedia tools, in particular Wikidata, for our work. This image on the screen, broadly speaking, represents a typical resource record in a digital archive or library catalog. The metadata provided in the record helps describe the resource. It provides the means for resource seekers to actually find this object. But you can also argue that the metadata serves to provide a particular framework for the object being viewed and the subject search for, who the artist, for example, exhibited with, or what subjects might be associated with the show the artist was in. This is a record from the Asian American Arts Center's digital archive. The resources represented in that collection reflect the core mission of the center to promote Asian American art and help the careers of Asian American artists. Martin Wong was a late 20th century artist whose affiliations and activity as an artist during his lifetime represents his Asian American and queer identity. In addition, his reception following his death has continued to grow, providing new contextualizations as a modern American artist. My argument was that the resources found across collections in New York City as a whole, from big museums and public libraries to academic special collections and community archives, provide a complex portrait of the artist that no single collection can. This is part of a larger conversation about enhancing the functionality of metadata for resources and one that advocates for the ability of resource metadata to link to other data for purposes of discovery. Oh, sorry. Describing the entire scope of the project would take much longer than 3 minutes, but one part of the work requires aligning, and I only have 1 minute, aligning assigned metadata like these record names earlier to known vocabularies like Library of Congress or Getty, or more recently on the library front, Wikidata. I did precisely this and came up with the following results. On the left are all the names found in the metadata of Martin Wong resources from institutions in New York City, grouped by organization. As you can see, there are many. You can also see for many of the institutions, there is heavy overlap in the names, which can be argued to represent a duplication of context. These are the public library materials and materials from the collections and libraries of the city's major museums. More unique are the groups in blue, purple, and orange that are pulling away from the cluster of overlaps. Those are from the Asian American Arts Center, Fales Library, and the New Museum, respectively. These could be argued to represent more unique historizations of the artists. On the right are the results I got in early 2017 trying to find these names in three vocabularies I just named: Library of Congress, Getty, and that are the most commonly used to create catalog records currently in library science, and Wikidata. Like I said, a relative newcomer and definitely thought of as a vocabulary for such work only very recently in the last year or two. Anyway, so this is my work, and I added a bit.ly link here in case you want to find out more. I think the repercussions are probably expressed in that particular graph, that we have a problem of representation of the different historical contexts in across the web, basically. Thank you.
Thank you. And let's have another round of applause for all of our speakers. Okay.